This is Local Views, first time in June, '09. Bankruptcy is a word that's widely recognized but seldom understood, often misused and saddled with a little more baggage than its etymology ought to carry. It means flat broke, of course, busted, no scratch. Buddy, can you spare a dime? But it also refers to a selection of legal maneuvers to put a little distance between you and your creditors and maybe even outrun them completely. If you can afford to file any sort of debt protection action in court, you're not really flat broke. The word also has spread beyond the financial realm. You can be accused of moral bankruptcy, but if you have moral creditors, exactly what are they trying to collect? The moral application of the word actually may be the only one that applies to General Motors. After you've been sufficiently alarmed by the word bankruptcy, the word reorganization comes along to more aptly describe what's happening to GM. GM is not flat broke, but its credit cards are maxed out and it's not selling enough cars to make the payments. So some of the assets will be sold, some will be deemed worthless and thrown away, and when the shuffle is finished, the monthly payments will be lower. It might work, but it might not. GM still has to sell some cars to make the payments. It's no comfort to all the people who will soon be out of work, but a leaner, meaner GM makes a lot more sense than the corporate dinosaur that's been stomping around our economy for about a century. GM may be too big to fail, but for decades it's also been too big to change. GM, like the other two components of the Big Three, is so big that it built cars to compete with its own cars. Can anyone explain why a company that wants to make big sedans would simultaneously build Chevys, Buicks, Oldsmobiles, and Pontiacs? They're all essentially the same product, only the advertising campaigns and the chrome trim are different. Even more insane, they employ engineers to redesign each one annually and then pay enormous sums to suits on Madison Avenue to persuade you and I that we just can't live without the new improved model. The big American sedan and that ultimate symbol of vehicular excess, the monster SUV, may not be extinct, but the market for those things is no longer enough to support the existing empire. Haven't we been telling that to the Big Three ever since the price of gas shot all the way up to 50 cents a gallon? You have to believe this corporate meltdown at this time has been part of GM's business plan for a long time. For at least a couple of years, GM dealers have been squeezed out of business by the corporate office at a steadily increasing pace, until it became clear that the company wasn't really putting cars on the market, it was systematically taking them off the market, and many folks should be anxious to admit that taking big sedans and SUVs off the market is an ethical deed. It remains to be seen if GM can complete the deed by making and promoting a more ethical product. GM's circumstances are not unique. We seem to have reached a tilting point where the old guard, which has stubbornly resisted change for so long, has no choice but to swallow the bitter pills. It's no longer possible to hog all the resources and toss the trash on the side of the road. It's no longer possible to base prosperity on never-ending growth and inflation. The new prosperity is not to grow, but to sustain. Use all you take and waste nothing. Anything less is bankruptcy, moral and financial. Here's an amusing last gasp from the old guard. Last week, the media made a predictable story out of President and Mrs. O's quick trip to New York for dinner and a Broadway play. This was called a date. I heard one male comic whine to the president, "Come on, man, you're making all the rest of us look bad here." Immediately, the Republican National Committee issued an official press release castigating the prez for such an extravagant gesture while GM is struggling to avoid bankruptcy. As noted, GM actually was struggling to achieve bankruptcy, but the GOP isn't exactly making the best of the two-party system here. Anything that might be symbolized by dinner and a show loses its punch in the face of the real extravagant spending which Obama is putting on the line for the minority party to take its best shot. And that's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you that this commentary doesn't necessarily give or take any shots for KVMR, its management, staff, or contributors. Email mark@calopy.com.